www.mymac.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. I feel you when you talk about the heat. It is broiling out there. Make sure you have those fans going and the AC on, because we got some serious record-busting temperatures, like in the Twin Cities where it hit 102, 103 really in some places, and the roads were actually buckling. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in your bare feet then, and I hope people weren't walking dogs. Worst time to walk the dog in the middle of that kind of heat. Coming up on ATN, a conversation with our pal Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible. So if you collect matchbook cars from the past and they're in the attic somewhere, or you got your grandmother's silver and you're ready to sell it, perhaps there's Civil War guns that were handed down in your family. Who knows? People collect all kinds of things. He's the guy to ask. He's written, I think, 30 books, some of them in the Smithsonian, and he, as I describe, is truly the guru. So you'll want to call my number to talk to him, and we go back and forth and talk about some of the interesting things that are happening as far as collecting is concerned. I've noticed that, once again, those garage sales are popping up. Everybody's hoping that they're going to find some long-lost Picasso, perhaps. And get it for just $5. So 800-259-5791. Keep that handy for our next segment. But before we go there, I mentioned the hot temperatures. Can you imagine what Arizona is like? Because they're dealing with some horrific conditions because of the wildfires. They're just eating acres and acres up of some premium land in Arizona. And you turn up the heat there, and sure, they're used to the heat, but then you throw in the dry, dry conditions, and it's simply unbearable. Listen to what one person had to say.
This is our home, you know, and we live for our home. And I built that, my wife and my family built that house with our hands, you know, and it was hard to leave it.
Wow, hard to hear him, too, where you could hear him break down at the end because, as we know, people who have lost their homes to these tornadoes, people who have lost their homes to the flooding, and now in Arizona dealing with the fires, you could see how choked up he was since this is where he had spent his entire life. And the realization is you have to clear out just like the people have had to do in those other circumstances. You know, in Joplin, Missouri, it's about rebuilding and getting all the debris out of the way. And in Arizona, it's going to be a similar thing because they're going to have to the properties that have been burned down, they're going to have to go in there, clear that out, and start all over again. That is rough. This is worth mentioning at the top because we do a segment, and we're going to do it this hour, called We Can Count. You know how it's all about the numbers. I'm kind of surprised by this, but the latest, you know how I love these polls, the latest Washington Post ABC News poll says that Romney is really rising up the charts among the Republican contenders so far. I'm not surprised that he's in the hunt, but I'm surprised that he keeps, you know, moving up at the clip that he's moving up. And this is the big one, really. If I told you that Romney, Mitt Romney, is tied with Obama as far as being elected, you know, would you vote for these people? Who would you vote for? They're both nodded at 47% each in this poll. And this is registered voters. And actually, the former governor, if we want to be technical, is numerically ahead. He's got 49% to 46%. But let's go a little bit deeper on that. What does that mean? It means that a lot of people gave the president negative marks because of the economy and the deficit. See, it really is all about what's in your wallet. And politicians are schooled on this. And certainly the president knows it. That's why the concern over an economic advisor dumping out Goolsbee and going to teach instead, and also the concern over trying to spin the job numbers 9.1%. And really, if you broke it down into counties and went into states, it's over 10%. But, okay, so 9.1% for the national figure, and all the talk really out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is things that are happening and creating those small business opportunities, and people aren't buying it because they're looking at what they have left at the end of the month. So there is some shifting views going on as far as the economy is concerned. 45% trust congressional Republicans over the president when it comes to dealing with the economy. That's an 11-point move for the GOP since March. That's just a couple of months. 42%, though, so it's not that nobody's siding with the president. 42% did side with the president. So jobs in the economy are absolutely going to be what Mitt Romney hangs his hat on, and that's it. When he's out there stumping, I think the focus, not that other things are going to come up in debates and whatnot, but I think the focus is going to be all about business, all about jobs, all about the economy, all about not spending. Almost two-thirds of Americans, by the way, because they threw in a few people in this poll, said they would definitely not vote for Sarah Palin for president. She's certainly not popular with Democrats and most independents, but Republicans like Sarah Palin. So if she were a candidate, 42% of registered Republicans say they haven't ruled out supporting her being a candidate. But more than six, this is an interesting number, more than 6 in 10 Americans say they don't consider Palin qualified to serve as president. So it's a little bit higher number that she had for most of last year, but it certainly is another indication, as Tomas in Michigan said, that there is serious doubts about a possible presidential run. And I've said this many, many times. We had Bob Nee on, the former congressman who talked about this and used the word, and he's right. She's really set up to be the kingmaker for the Tea Party because she definitely has some sway there, and you saw that with the bus tour. But president, I don't think so. And I don't think that's really what she wants when it comes down to it. Maybe some people are putting the bug in her ear and it's a conversation starter, but I don't think this is what she wants to do anyway. Really, I think Bob Nee is right. It's all about her voice and pushing her voice out there when it comes to the Tea Party anyway. So I'm sure when she looks at those numbers, she's not overly concerned. Speaking of numbers, what's your stuff worth? We're going to talk about it next with Harry Rinker. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
To game tickets. Let me tell you, if it's an average game, or like the game that I went to where the Dodgers kicked the rear end of the Phillies 6-2, you want to throw those tickets away. The man who knows all about what things are worth, Harry Rinker, joins us now in America Tonight. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And I'll tell you one thing of quick advice here. Don't save any Sarah Palin for president stuff.
It's not going to be worth anything, huh?
You know what? You'd be a long line of people who ran for the presidency and didn't make it.
Yeah.
Nobody collects the losers.
Yeah. All right. Some good advice.
No, it is very interesting. I mean, historically, for the political collectors, there are people that, you know, during a presidential campaign, and we're talking about the campaign for the president, the political item collectors will focus on both sides of the race, although clearly most people will focus on the winners. I mean, you talk about, you know, what are the hot collectibles? Well, you know, JFK stuff is hot. Now Reagan stuff is getting hot, mainly because the generation that grew up with that election looks back on it very fondly. I mean, come on, I've got kids in my classes now in college that grew up in the 21st century. You can't even tell me who Bill Clinton is, but then again, there's a good thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Of course, if you did have that blue dress, that might be worth something.
Hey, listen, the cigars, that's where all the money is.
Man, no kidding. So political buttons and that kind of thing, if it's a winner or somebody that's suddenly hot, like you mentioned Reagan, that could be worth
something.
Well,
actually, interestingly enough, one of the more interesting political buttons is Harry Truman ran for, I forget what it was, not garbage collector, but some obscure office in Missouri before he became president. And some buttons from that election survived, and they're in the thousands of dollars. So I mean, if you can get predictable about some of these guys, maybe some of their local elections or first election buttons may have some value. Although I wouldn't save any wiener for mayor of New York buttons either at the moment.
Yeah, touche. Absolutely. Every single time you come on, I always take your temperature on where are things headed with collectibles. And lately, you've been pretty positive about it.
Actually, I have to tell you, we're all watching again the current economy. I mean, there's no question that values in the antiques and collectibles field, especially in the resale market, are geared to the economy. And every time we think things are turning around and improving, voila, along comes some external force, whether it's the current economic situation or whatever, that says, my gosh, are we as low as possible in our field? Can it go much lower? Now, I have to tell you, I had an exciting time the last weekend in May 28th, over Memorial Day weekend. I went over to Chicago to a market called the Randolph Street Market in Chicago. It's held the last Saturday of every month, starting, I think, in April through October. And I have to tell you, I think I saw the future of our business over there. I have never seen so many young people. Now, young people, young couples, families at a market. But what was astonishing was that the bulk of the stuff was post-1945 stuff, modernist stuff, a lot of it being sold for decorative purposes, but a sense of excitement, outsider art, some modern contemporary crafts. But there was a crowd and people were buying. I also had a chance about a month or so prior to that to go over to my favorite antique mall in Chicago called BAM, the Broadway Antique Mall, which is a modernist mall. In fact, while I was there, I was interviewed for a blog in the Chicago area. And the kid says, how do you know so much about all this stuff? And I said, son, look around you. I was born to be all for all this stuff in this market. So it's... Well, no, actually, while we're on that subject, I mean, this is, for those of us that have been around the trade as long as I have and have seen all the trends, just today, in fact, I did a blog for Ruby Lane. That's one of the internet storefront sites. And what I blogged about was I just got the catalogs from David Rago. Now, Dave Rago is a great dealer in Lambertville, New Jersey, Rago Auctions over there, and he does modernist sales. Well, I got two catalogs and a catalog and a half were on post-1950 stuff. And to my, I don't want to say shock, that would be too liberal, but to my surprise, there was stuff in the catalogs from the 80s, 90s, and up to 2005. And, well, you know what, here it is, 2011, right? And one of the things that is happening is fashion styles don't stay in style for a decade anymore. You know, they turn every 2, 3, 4 years. So here we are in 2011, and we've got some decorating trends and fashion designs from the end of the 20th, the early part of the 20th century that aren't around anymore, and people are collecting them. And this is one of the things, too, that I found in Chicago. It's all about the designer, the designer, the designer. But what's happened is that you've had a number of museums like the Corning Museum of Glass that have started to do shows on the secondary and tertiary designers of the late 20th and early part of the 20th century. And what they've done with these exhibits is give collectors a checklist of names. You know, these are people that, you know, are going to be collectible in the future. These are the people that, you know, are the leading designers of the era. And all of a sudden, young people have said, hey, that's neat stuff. And so they're starting to buy it. So it's fun for me to see this. It's a little disheartening. And then of course, what's even more fun for me is here I am now, as you know, in Kentwood, Michigan, right? I moved here at the end of January. And who should be right down the road but in Holland, Michigan, my good friends, Herman Miller. And so what did I do but open David Rago's, well, and of course, Grand Rapids, I might add, at Whittakum and a number of other very important furniture manufacturers here in this city as well. And so here I do. I'm opening the catalog, and I'm seeing a lot of the modernist furniture from the 50s and 60s. And there is Herman Miller and Whittakum and other Grand Rapids stuff. And I'm thinking, well, okay, good. Maybe I ought to go see if I can can find some people that worked at the factory and took it home.
So, wow, so it's exciting, the stuff that you're finding, both from Randall and Chicago.
It's exciting to see something like Randolph Street. Now, the contrast to that, Kate, was I went over to Ann Arbor at the end of May as well, and suppose there was this famous Ann Arbor Antiques Market that was supposed to be an antique show outdoors. And at its height, in the glory days, it filled 7 buildings at the fairgrounds, plus 8 tents outside. Went over, there were 3.5 buildings and 1 tent outside, and the stuff in the tent outside was absolute junk. And it was like all of this great legendary market that I've heard about my entire career. I go over there, and it's just like in the pits, and not likely to get out either, because once a show starts going down like that, it's finished. So, you know, legends die, legends arise. But again, with Randolph Street in Chicago, if any of your listeners are ever in Chicago the last weekend of the month, by God, go over to the Randolph Street Market. It's on Randolph Street in the, I think it's about the 1800, 1900 block of Randolph Street, right off of downtown. It's exciting.
I'm dying to go there now that you've talked that up to us. Hey,
but you're going back east here, kiddo.
I'm already back east, so absolutely, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wouldn't go to any Phillies game right now. They're winning ways or a little jeopardy here.
Yeah,
I haven't heard the Yankees-Red Sox game score for tonight, so what can I tell you?
The Red Sox were ahead the last time I checked.
Oh, boo hiss to you.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to be bad news.
Well, yeah, if the Yankees could beat the Red Sox, they'd be 6 games ahead right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell, obviously, we're baseball fans. It's funny.
We love to collect baseball memorabilia.
Absolutely.
That's another plus. I got just to change the subject a little bit, but it's always fun to talk about baseball memorabilia. Talking about, don't throw out those tickets to the bad games. I actually saw the Detroit Yankees game here. Got over the stadium in Detroit. Had a look at that stadium for the first time. Although, What I really did was that they have a single A team here in Grand Rapids called the Whitecaps, and one of the most gorgeous minor league fields I've ever seen in my life.
Really? I haven't seen that. Yeah.
I have to tell you, you know, this is the fun of that summer sport, you know, is getting out and understanding how deeply entrenched it is in the population. Again, you know, it's kind of funny because as I was walking through the Whitecap stadium, there was tons of Whitecap memorabilia shirts and stuff. I'm thinking, who collects this minor league stuff? You know, you almost never see it in sports auctions or anything like that. On the other hand, so many famous players come out through the minor leagues. You know, if you get smart enough to identify the stars and get them to sign stuff, it should have value down the pike.
Yeah, that's one of the best things you said. Absolutely. That's a high value, I think, if you can pick them out, get it as they're moving along. Harry, we'll see you in another 2 weeks here on America
Tonight.
Thank
you. Tell your listeners, send your questions to me at harrylrinker@aol.com. Ooh. Just label it.
Do it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time once again for cringing, complaining, and some flat-out tough course conditions for the second major in men's pro golf, the U.S. Open. More on this historically hard tournament on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This year, the U.S. Open is at Congressional Country Club in Bethesda, Maryland, which probably means tight scoring in or around par. Traditionally, the courses are altered or doctored to make them tougher. Accurate driving is usually a must, especially with a high cut of open rough. The Open kicked off in 1895 at a 9-hole country club in Newport, Rhode Island. It was a single-day, 36-hole competition. Englishman Horace Rollins won, collecting $150 and a gold medal. One of the most memorable wins was in 1999 at Pinehurst No. 2 in North Carolina. Payne Stewart claimed his second Open just 4 months later, tragically died in a plane accident. Whoever tames the Congressional this time around will take home the biggest paycheck of all, a cool $1.35 million plus. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. All right, let me add to what you just heard there on Sports Shorts Tiger Woods is out of the Open. He pulled out because he's had problems with his left leg. So he's not sure how soon he can start his pursuit, or resume his pursuit anyway, of Jack Nicklaus's record for major titles. A lot of people think Tiger Woods is done, that this is it. It's going to be the first time that he's missed the U.S. Open since 1994, when he had graduated from high school. And the U.S. Open, as I mentioned, starts June 16th at the Congressional. And a lot of people who were normally not perhaps big golf fans watch that tournament because it's our Open. It's just like tennis. I always say this. Whether you're a huge sports fan or just a little bit interested in it, there's something about that whole American pride. This is ours. So more people watch than some of the regular fare on the PGA tour. Speaking of watching and sporting events, nothing gets my dander up more than hearing that the national anthem has been banned somewhere. Goshen College. You familiar with Mennonites? Goshen College is a Mennonite school in Indiana. And a lot of people are not too thrilled with this college. Not because, hey, it's a Mennonite school, or they're, you know, it's a private college, and I guess if you look at it that way, they could do what they want, but they banned the playing, and they will do what they want. They banned the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner at any of the sporting events because they say it conflicts with the core values of that school. And they're standing their ground. They released a statement. They had a board meeting because so many people started to realize what was happening, that they weren't playing them. And what they say is, you know, listen, we're about peace. And our board made a decision that reflects a belief that faith and honoring country can coexist without disturbing higher allegiances. This is a direct quote. That's why I'm reading it to you. Higher allegiances to God, and that Goshen College will become increasingly diverse and will welcome diverse viewpoints. So they say that at Goshen, they want to be able to not play the national anthem because they feel like ultimately it does not reflect their values. Well, what values are those? They're saying that they want to honor the country, that they can coexist in a higher allegiance to God in the college, and they can invite diverse and different viewpoints. Well, so by playing the Star-Spangled Banner, you're hurting other people from other cultures that might be at some of your sporting events? That's ridiculous. Is that ridiculous to anyone else listening to this show? How is that opening the door for other opinions or other viewpoints? Meaning, you know, somebody who is in Cuba or somebody who's in Iran or somebody, you know, who's coming from other countries. Well, this is part of the problem in the discussions that we have here on America Tonight. Are you an American and we all have different backgrounds first? There's something about the pride of the national anthem. Think of, for goodness sake, other countries, and when they play the national anthem at Olympics comes to mind the most, when people are on the platform and they've won a gold medal, whether it's China, whether it's England, whether it's Canada, whether it's the U.S. It seems like a ridiculous thing to stand up on. Like, why is there a battle? Why would the Mennonites, a peaceful people, why would they have a battle on the Star-Spangled Banner? Because they don't agree with the lyrics of the Star-Spangled Banner. I think a lot of people are disappointed about it. So is it more about politics? Is it more about religion? What is it about? And I think if you look at the words, the rocket's red glare, all that sort of stuff, and the history and how America was founded and what those lyrics reflect, I think it's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing for the college to stand on, and it makes the college look stupid. That, frankly, that's what it makes it look stupid. It makes it the college seem like they're anti-patriotic for what reason? They don't really, I think, gain anything by not playing the anthem. Because sure, they could welcome other cultures and other points of view and all that kind of stuff, you know, and be super educated and still play a Star Spangled Banner. I mean, I'm almost at a loss for words. As I formulate, earlier in the day, I was formulating this opinion on this, I just don't understand why they would purposely do this other than to provoke. I mean, provoke, cause controversy, put themselves out there, try to say that, okay, if you play the Star Spangled Banner at all these other universities, well, you're not very open-minded. So now how we define people is also, we can throw that into the mix. I was at a game earlier in the evening. They played the Star Spangled Banner. There were all kinds of people there. There were people speaking different languages, and they didn't seem to mind. They actually stood up and took off their hats. Well, I guess in one sense, if I want to play devil's advocate, you could look at the war aspect of this. But I believe what America stands for, and I think it is a slap in the face not to play our national anthem. It's tradition, it's part of the fabric of the country, and we can all worship different things and have different viewpoints and have different religions, but for goodness sake, we have to start taking things like the Star Spangled Banner out of innocent college games. Why do we have to take that out? It's like the pledge, to me, in a way, it's like the Pledge of Allegiance. You say the Pledge of Allegiance and you offend people, so the under God clause has to be removed. Why? You know, why? I don't know. Am I all wet on this one? I'm going to let you bail me out, America. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Like I said, I personally think it's stupid. It's stupid to even put Goshen on the map that way because it's not necessary. Hey, talk to Congressman Wiener about that. If it was only about the Star Spangled Banner for him, instead, it's about who he messed around with. Did he really cheat? Should his wife forgive him, which, by the way, she's traveling with Hillary Clinton. Imagine their private conversations. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? Will the Democrats try to make him quit? I mean, he's clinging to, I think, the little support he has in his district. And he does have some. He does have some people that say this is stupid, like Train Kentucky. So... The problem is actually, you've got Wiener's private life now fully splayed out there, and as people try to come to his aid on the other side of this, and Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, has done that and said what a bright, wonderful guy he is, and it's unfortunate, but you know that he shouldn't be judged by that. You even have his mother saying that his life was definitely open. He was definitely had an open book kind of life, or whatever that means. And then you have Megan Broussard, who is all over the place talking about her online relationship with the congressman. You know, she's been on ABC and she was on Sean Hannity's show, if any of you happen to catch that. Just talking about the things that they discussed back and forth when they were doing the Facebook thing or the Twitter or whatever. And, you know, sure, open book, but open book how? Open book that needs to be closed a little. That's all I'm saying. I'll tell you, this guy has to resign. I mean, that's it. There are petitions all over the place trying to push him to resign. He's just dragging this out. How can he possibly get elected the next time around? I don't see it. And now you have other people saying they've got photos of him. What photos are going to drop next? Hang with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
Walks further down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
All right, so once again, it is free for all. As we're swinging into hump day, so you know we zig and zag all over the place occasionally on this show. Why do we have to beat a dead horse into the ground, as I'm fond of saying? I can hear them off in the background. That could be my picks for the Belmont. Post positions are coming up on Wednesday. Well, speaking of zigging and zagging all over the place, here's a quick story out of Hardin, Texas. They say no bodies were found. Ready for this? At a Texas farmhouse where somebody that was claiming to be a psychic told police there were a bunch of people buried. Specifically, the Liberty County Sheriff's captain said there weren't any bodies anywhere on this property, and they foolishly listened to the psychic and decided that they were going to comb the area of the property. It's about 70 miles outside of Houston. They got a couple of calls, and I guess that's why. You know, how do you decide who's a kook and what's real and what's not real? And the calls they got said that there were dismembered bodies that you would find. So they decided it was serious because the person who called had some pretty descriptive details of the house that only somebody who knew it would have known. But apparently they got caught into some kind of a hoax or something. You know, I've always wondered that, and that's why I brought this up. On these tip lines, it's like the greatness of Crime Stoppers. I know that people have called Crime Stoppers with some really good things that have helped detectives and police solve crimes or help them anyway, help them lead them somewhere close to something. And you know, you think of missing kids and exploited kids and the lines that were started because of Mr. Walsh and you know what he's meant to missing kids and whatnot. But then you think of all of the tip lines in every sheriff's department around the country or police station. You know, somebody goes missing, something happens, they're having a spurt of crime in some neighborhood. They say, call this line to let us, let us know with a tip what you found out or something. And you know they got to go through a lot of kooks. And there's like crackpots that just call these lines and fill them up with all kinds of things. And this is what it must be. Because the tip was from a psychic who claimed that there were bodies of kids. And will they charge the person? That's what I think they should do. If somebody's like crazy and it's like the 911 calls, you're wasting time, you're calling up with ridiculous things, they need to go after these people. They're trying to decide in this case because they waste a lot of manpower combing this ranch area to try to find all these bodies, thinking they were going to find something horrific, and they didn't. I think they need to question the caller and then decide and go after them if they're making up things. Now, the deputies, this is the curious part, though. That's why you wonder if it's a setup or whatever. They did find blood on a back door, and they said there was kind of a foul odor that was coming from the house. That's how they got the tip. That's how they got the search warrant. But there was nothing there. They literally tore the place up, and they couldn't find anything. They think it was the owners of the house are truck drivers, long-haul truck drivers. They were renting the house to someone else, and that there was an attempted suicide at the house weeks before, and that's probably why the thing with the door. Waste. You need to go after people when they start to burn through taxpayer money like that, where cops are tracking down crazy tips that lead to nowhere. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. How you been?
I've been good. What's on your mind?
Well, I see your protege on Blabbermouth Palin at it again.
What do you mean she's at it again? She because of what she's talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't go around warning the British. The history books I've been reading, been taught, he went and warned American that the British was coming. But, being an idiot that she is, are we going to have to change all our history books now? Spend tens of millions of dollars to rewrite the history books? Some stupid she says.
Well, I think somebody came to her defense. I said this on the air. There was a professor that said, you know, he really was captured by the British and did warn them that he was warning people. But that being said, you're right, the whole ride of Paul Revere and the lore and the bravery and all that stuff has nothing to do with that. Yeah. And here's the thing. There was ways she could have gotten around that, but once you go down, you know, once you splurt something out like that, it's tough to reel it back. It's tough to reel that back in.
Yeah. Or Chris Wallace tried to tell her she's wrong, but she wouldn't listen to him. She's found determined she's going to prove him wrong.
I saw that.
If I'm saying, no, he warned the British, they warned the British. But can't expect much from her, I guess. So just have to let it go with that.
Well, I don't think she gets, I don't think she runs, and I don't think she gets the nomination anyway.
No. No, she don't. I don't think she's going to run anyway, because I don't think anybody's going to stand behind her. I know of.
Well, here's what you have to ask yourself. This is how people would decide whether they would stand behind Palin. I think she has there are a lot of people that like her. There's a lot of people in the Tea Party that like her. But the problem becomes with anybody who's running, Rick, is, who is electable? Who gives you the best chance of winning 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? That's what they're discussing.
Yeah, I don't see anybody yet that has a chance. All that once been announced and they're coming out and they're running for president.
You don't think Ron Paul? You don't like Ron Paul once again with another million-dollar money bomb?
No, he's too way out there for everybody. He's off way out there in the field somewhere.
What about Mitt Romney?
Well, you know, he gets up there and tries to explain that his health care is better than Obama's. And Obama's health care is the same thing as Mitt Romney's. That's where he got it from. So how can Mitt Romney's fair health care be good and Obamacare is not good? You know, he's not trying to explain that.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's had stands a chance either.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to see ultimately what the ticket is, who's the running mate, because that's also part of it. You know, supposedly the running mate is, if nothing else, not supposed to hurt you. They're supposed to help you, but it at least be a neutralizer. So what ticket is that? I don't know.
I don't think so. Then they got that Rick Santorum.
He is like a sanitarium, right? Rick Santorum, you mean?
Yeah, the little weasel.
Yeah.
Reminds me of little weasel guy.
Yeah, he's late to the party. I don't see it. I don't see Santorum now.
He got beaten his own election. He's on stage.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, that's not happening.
No.
Uh-uh.
I think they'll bring Donald the Clown and Sarah Palin. Let them take it and run with it. That's about all they got.
You're such a Palin basher.
No, I'm just stating the facts.
You sure. And Tomas. No, I think you got to remember this. There's no question that she definitely has fans. There's no question that she's a mouthpiece for the Tea Party. But there's, I think, little or no evidence that she's really going to run for president anyway. So it's almost a moot point. I don't see why she would toss in with the money that she's making, with the power that she has as far as commentary and whatnot. I don't see that happening. I mean, she has a better chance of turning up on Celebrity Apprentice, I think.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the Republicans don't have nobody really out there that's going to beat Obama, so they might as well throw them two out there and put Snooki in there with them. You know? So.
Yeah, I get your drift. Hey, have a great weekend.
You take care.
All right. I said weekend because it feels like we are heading into the weekend, doesn't it? We're only headed into hump day. Well, that means you're on the downward side. You're getting closer to the weekend. And this weekend, of course, the run or the race for the Carnations, you know what I'm talking about, the Belmont. There will be no Triple Crown winner, though, this year. Boo-hoo.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?